The what? Let's have him mind. Should we tell him who it is? Yes, can we say who it is? Okay, it's a good one. You know, one of the challenges that we have, we spoke about this before, yeah. He said, yeah? So Abe Plotzker asked us to have him in mind. He's not feeling well. Avram Ben Rachel Shoshana. So we have you in mind. We love you, Abe. Come back to Yeshiva soon. Feel good. You know, one of the things in the Parsha, there are two Parshas this week. There's Achremos and Kedoshim. And the opening of Kedoshim starts off that saying, Vaidaber, or Vayomer, one second, I'll get it in a second. The Pasuk begins that, which we're going to talk about, Vaidaber, right? Vaidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimar, Daber al Kol Hadas Bnei Yisrael. Speak to the Jewish people. And we know the Torah is not a history book. The Torah is alive. Kiyem Chayenu. The Torah is alive for all of us to tap in to what we're doing on this planet, what we're doing on this world. And it says, the Torah tells us, Daber al kol adas b'nei Yisrael, v'yamart aleihem kedoshim tiyu, to be holy. Which we said, I think yesterday, we were talking about it yesterday, have a prushim min harayus u min avera, to separate yourself. Kedusha doesn't really mean holiness. Kedusha means, why is Shabbos kadosh? Shabbos is kadosh because it's separate. You're separate. You dress differently. You talk differently. You do everything different. You separate. Why is Kedushin when you get married? Mirat Hashem. It's called Kedushin. Why is it called Kedushin? One of the reasons Kedushin is because you separate. You're separating her from everybody else. You're separating her. You're making her special. That's really what Kedusha is. You're separating. Your distinction. Ki am kadosh. Why are we a holy? What does that mean? We're a Kedusha nation. It means we're different. We don't eat what everybody eats. We don't look at what everybody looks at. We don't do the same things that everybody does. We look differently. We act differently. Kihi chachmaschem ubinaschem be'enei agoyim. It's ironic. We try and fit in. We want to fit in. We want to look. It's the old, right? The guy, the chassidish guy at the baseball game with the baseball cap, right? Or he doesn't have to be a chassidish guy. The guy with the baseball cap, and you're like, wow, I couldn't tell that you're Jewish. He's got his white shirt and his tzitzis with the baseball cap, because it's okay, of course you could see. Of course you could see. A yid is a yid. You could see the holiness. And it's ironic that this week's parasha has, I think, how many? 58? No, both. I think 58 mitzvahs. In this week's parsha, 58 mitzvahs, I think so. Yeah, because there's 28 and 51. So 51 mitzvahs, a lot of mitzvahs. There are a lot of mitzvahs in this week's parsha. Oh, does it say over here? I'll tell you in a second. The Chinuch says in the beginning, thank you, Label, for your label pair, everybody. Label pair. Yeah. There we go. It has 38 and 13. Yeah, that's what Label does. He separates himself to learn Torah, to sit there and to separate. That's why it's hard to sometimes be in the Beis Medrash and to be a person who's connected to Torah and Kedusha and all these things, because you have to separate yourself. As I've said many times, a lot of times a person's worried that where are my friends going to be when I become more connected to Hashem? Where are my friends going to be when I come to the Beis Medrash? You're right. It's a good kasha. It's a good question. The Ramchal in Mesillas Sharim asks the same exact question. And he says that your friends, you might lose a friend or two. You might lose some friends, but you'll gain more friends. Like one of my favorite lines to say from Rashi in Pirkei Avos is Kenei L'Chachaver. Rashi says, what does it mean to acquire yourself a friend? He says, to get yourself a sefer. That's what he says. Kenei L'Chachaver. You want to have a friend? Get a sefer. Get a chumash. Get a Mesillas Yesharim. Get a Tanya. Whatever you like. Get a Sichas Aran. Get a Arches Tzadikim. Get a Mishle on, Ramat Valley, right? Get a sefer that you connect to. What sefer do you connect to? Right? That's part of Kedusha. Part of Kedusha is separating yourself. Kedoshim Tiyu. Kedoshim Tiyu means is that I'm willing to be alone, and I'm willing to separate myself from the crowd, and I'm willing to go and dedicate myself, have a prushim, to be parish, to separate. That's what it means. Prushim means to separate yourself and to be a little bit alone in your connection to Hashem. So many mitzvahs. What's all these mitzvahs? That's part of it also. When you learn to develop a relationship with someone, when you learn to develop a relationship with somebody, there's a lot to be involved with. Yesterday on No Mic Monday, so we'll give for those who are listening to the recording a little bit of a No Mic Monday, what we spoke about. Part of what we spoke about yesterday is the opposite of connection. It's the opposite of connection. It's disconnection. It's disconnecting. It's having relationships that are confusing. It's having a relationship that's not good for you. I don't know if anybody here is familiar or has ever been through this, but I remember I was speaking to one of the chevra a few years ago when they were struggling with an addiction. And one of the exercises that they did before the person let go of their addiction was they wrote a letter to, whether it was the weed or the alcohol, whatever it was, writing like a love letter of saying, you were with me since I was 14 years old, 15 years old, 16 years old. It's an exercise that people do. You were with me through the tough times, through the bad times, through the good times. You were with me every day. You were with me. But you know what? It's time to say goodbye. You know why? Because you're not good for me. Yes, you were with me. That's what we were talking about yesterday. Right? Yeah, you could be invested in a relationship and your heart could be there and you could be thinking about this person or thinking about the thing or thinking about whatever. But the relationship is not a relationship of tzavsa. What does mitzvah mean? People think mitzvah, it does mean it's a commandment. That's not what mitzvah, that's not the main point of what a commandment. Your wife's going to ask you to take out the garbage. That's going to be a commandment? I hope not. What does a mitzvah mean, says the Zohar? Tzavsa means it's a connection. It's building a relationship. It's building a connection with the person or with the thing. Right? Reuven Yonah mentioned yesterday, Reuven Yonah HaTzadik, we could give him a round of applause. What's the difference between an outlet? Gesundheit. What's the difference between an outlet and an escape? One of the differences between an outlet and an escape, and I've said this many times, you can have one person watching, being on his phone for 2 hours, and another guy being on his phone for 3 hours, and the one who's on his phone for 3 hours is more connected to reality than the guy who's on his phone for 2 hours. How could that be? How could that be? This guy's on his phone for 3 hours. This guy's on his phone for 2 hours. The answer is because this guy who's on his phone for 2 hours is disconnecting. He's escaping from a connection. And this other guy says, I want to watch a movie. I want to connect. I want to decide to do whatever I'm doing. I'm deciding. I'm making a decision to connect to something. Like we said yesterday, when a person doesn't have that, the way to build a relationship, to learn how to build a relationship with somebody, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Start with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ask yourself that question. I would ask yourself that question. What is my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Even if you come up with nothing and you say, scratch your head and you say, you know what? I don't know. I don't even know where to begin with that. I don't even know where to start. I don't even know what that means. What's my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But I would start. I would start. What is that relationship? Is there a relationship? Do I want to build that relationship? How do I build that relationship? That's what a mitzvah is. And you know what's so ironic? In the Parashim of Kedoshim, I'm just going to go through a few of the mitzvahs. I'm just picking it out from as I'm going through it. There's a mitzvah not to speak Lashon Hara. There's a mitzvah to not to hate someone. Leisisnas achicha bilvavecha. It's all bein adam lechaveiro. All bein adam lechaveiro. V'haftal recha kamoicha. Not to curse somebody. Not to curse at somebody. Right? Not to steal. Not to swear falsely. Not to hold back money from somebody. Not to steal money. Right? Not to embarrass somebody. Not to take revenge on someone. To love a Jew. Incredible. What is that kedoshim? Why is that kedoshim? Why is it in the parsha of kedoshim to you? That should be in the parsha, not kedoshim. Kedoshim, being holy, right? In the parsha, we should have all the mitzvahs of karbanos. Karbanos, because what's the pshat? Karbanos, the Beis Hamikdash, connecting to Hashem. The answer is, it's a relationship with Hashem. To be kadosh is to separate yourself. I'm not going to be able to separate myself from the people if I don't. We said this yesterday a little bit. Unless I learn to develop a relationship with Hashem through His mitzvahs. Why am I putting on tefillin? Am I learning Torah? What am I learning in Torah? What's my relationship with Torah? What's my relationship with Limud HaTorah? I want to tell you guys something. I want to tell you something. It's so, so, so important to know. Yeshiva is a microcosm of life. And I'll tell you why I'm saying that. Because in your life as a Jew, you have to learn Torah. There's a chiyuv, there's a responsibility for everybody to learn Torah. People might not understand that. Oh, but I have learning disabilities, but I have, right, AAEIC, above average energy, imagination, and creativity. Some people call that ADHD. We don't call that over here ADHD. We call it AAEIC, above average energy, imagination, creativity. So it's hard for me to sit down. It's hard for me this. Okay, so what? So imagine a person comes and says, oh, I can't get a job. The reason I can't get a job is because I have AAEIC, or it's hard for me this hard. What are you going to do? You have to get a job. You got to get married. You got to raise a family. And you got to live your life. So with Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the same exact thing. It's the same exact thing. To have a relationship with Hashem. It's a responsibility. It's a responsibility to say what... It's like a person... Imagine a person going like this, right? I'm sure, right? You have a child and you say, okay, I had a child. Right? And this happens to people sometimes. I had a child. I'm going to just ignore my child. Let somebody else take care of my child. What would you say to a person like that? That's achzarius. That's cruelty. You take responsibility. A person gets married, right? We spoke yesterday. Person gets married. Okay, let my wife go jump in a lake. I got married. Let her figure it out. No. What does that mean? You made a commitment. You have a relationship with somebody. You have a relationship. It's building your life, a connection to people, a connection to your children, a connection to your parents, a connection to the people around you. So what's the pshat? The pshat is when a person realizes that kedushim, that I am different than the guy. What is the guy? What is the guy? What is the not Jew? What is his responsibility? What's their responsibility? We are ki'am kadosh. We are separate. We're different. Why do you think they hate us? Why do you think, what are the Houthis? What are the Yemen? What are the Yemen Houthis have to do with bombing us? The whole entire world is bombing the Jewish people, anti-Semitism. What do they want from us? Because we're different. Because we have a relationship with Hashem. We have a relationship with Hashem. We have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're a son to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the Atem. Your Mamlechas Kaihanim V'goy Kadosh. I can't just go to McDonald's and eat McDonald's. Okay, Eretz Yisrael, Seder, you live whatever. Right? You can't just go and eat wherever you want. You can't just look at whatever you want. You can't just wake up whenever. Who has it? You got to wake up by a certain time to say Kriya Shema. You say, leave me alone. We have to wake up to say Kriya Shema. I can't talk Lashon Hara. I have to return someone's lost article. I'm not allowed to talk a certain way in front of someone. The power of that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the power, the strength of to be parish, to be kadosh, and in our generation in 2025, with so much propaganda, so much distraction, lahavin, right? Me and Ari just were learning it, lahavin yiras Hashem. Lahavin, to understand what Hashem is. Is Hashem a monster in my life? Ask yourself that question. Do I look at Hashem that Hashem has punished me, he's hurt me, he's going to get me? Ask yourself what your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Do I have a healthy thought of what my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And if I don't, how do I change that? How do I learn to have Yira, proper Yira? Proper Yira. Yira is Malashon, to see Hashem, to have that emuna, to wake up in the morning. The first thing to say in the morning is, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for opening up my eyes. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me whatever you gave me. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me the Torah. Thank you, Hashem, for going ahead and giving me an opportunity to connect to you. That's a very, very powerful, very, very, and that's what the parsha is all about. The first, it's so interesting because the parsha starts off. The first thing, the second parsha starts off, Kedoshim, right? What does it say? It's an incredible thing. Kedoshim to you, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. And the famous Medrash says what? Yachol kamayni. You might think, just like me, Hashem, just like me. Yachol kamayni. Yachol kamayni. Meaning we're supposed to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're supposed to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're supposed to be like Hashem. Hashem is always giving. Hashem is always looking out for. Hashem is always trying to bond, trying to connect. And the world that we live in is actively pushing people. It's so ironic that it's actively pushing people away from connection, from sensitivity towards others, towards being separate, towards saying, I'm going to be, everyone's so into, right, identity, and your identity of being different. That comes from when a person doesn't feel that he has the strength to stand alone, to say that I am different because I'm a Jew, and my father was different, and my grandfather was different, and Israel is different, Eretz Yisrael is different, and my ancestors are different, and the way I eat is different, the way I dress is different, because I have a close connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the point that the same Kedusha, the same separateness that Hashem has, think about how separate Hashem is from everything. Hashem is Kadosh, Hashem is above. There's a Havamina to think that I am just like that also. That's how powerful we are. That's how strong each and every one of us is. Each and every one of us, when you come to the Beis Medrash, when a person comes to learn Torah, when a person comes to yeshiva, why is anybody in yeshiva? Why does anybody go to yeshiva? Why do you go to Eretz Yisrael? Why do you come to yeshiva? For what? You come to separate yourself and to say, how can I live? How is my marriage? What are the statistics of marriage? Look at the statistics of marriage. I've always said this. Five out of 10 people get divorced. And out of the 5 people who are married, how many people have a great marriage? I don't know, 1, 2. So what are your percentages? But what are the percentages of a person who says, I'm going to learn how to be sensitive. I'm going to learn how to be a good husband. I'm going to learn how to be a good father. I'm going to learn how to be a good Jew to connect to Hashem. I'm going to learn how to separate myself. And it's very difficult, especially at your age. Very, very, very difficult. And whatever your avoid is, if your avoid is, which means, what does Hashem want from me? If Hashem wants me to work, then I have to separate myself and go to work. If Hashem wants me to get up earlier, you have to know yourself. Are you a person who has to work on getting up earlier? Are you a person who has to work on his Shmir Seinayim more, what you look at more? A person has to work on his Beinam L'Chaviru. Some people are great with people and they're terrible with Hashem. Some people are great with Hashem and terrible with people. So you have to know yourself. Some people are very independent and some people are very, very needy and they need other people. No one's better than anybody else. Nobody's better. Everybody's different. And it's finding your niche and separating yourself. Separating yourself and saying, this is what I need to do. This is what I need to do. This guy needs to do. I need to figure out how to stop drinking so much. This guy could drink and he's okay. This guy has to stop and get off his phone. This guy, his phone doesn't drag him down. But that's separating yourself. That's separating yourself. This guy has to work on tefillah. This guy has to work on Torah. This guy has to work on chesed. This one has to work on selfishness and on being taking care of himself more. Everybody, self-care, not selfishness. Self-care. That's separating yourself. Separating yourself as a klal, as a nation of klal Yisrael, which the Goyim do for us anyway. You don't have to worry about them separating. They're, as you see, as you're going to see more and more and more and more. It's not a curse. It's just you see it. It's clear since October 7th when the cat was let out of the bag. Since Simchas Torah, the cat was let out of the bag of anti-Semitism. It's going to grow and grow and grow faster because once you're not embarrassed to be anti-Semite, it's all under the once someone, it's like Amalek. What's Amalek? You guys remember Amalek? What does Amalek do? Amalek, the mashal of Amalek is everyone's scared of the Jewish people. And what does Amalek do? It's like the guy who makes the bath. It's a boiling bathtub, right? And the guy jumps into the bathtub and then everyone says, oh, he could do it? I could do it. Right? What's that famous thing with that? What's the famous thing with that runner? Someone could chat GBT it. Maybe Rabbi Simmons will know it. The run. Who was it? He beat the. Who was it? Someone look it up. Roger, right? Exactly, Shalom. Right? Exactly. He knows. He's a Talmud of the Fetter, right? A Talmud, a person who you read it. Read Rabbi's. You got to read. He wrote a book. Who was it? Everyone listen, Roger Bannister, yeah, wow. Read more of Rabbi, get to know Rabbi Simmons, get to know him. I'm just telling you. Get to know him. He's a hidden, maybe not anymore, he's a hidden tzaddik. He's not hidden anymore. Read Svi, please read. I want everyone to hear this. Read.
Roger
please.
Bannister, on May 6th,
1954. Yeah. Right.
Official time was 3:59.4.
Mm-hmm. Right. People thought it was impossible. And then what happened? After that, people start breaking it. People start breaking it. Once you break the record, oh, it's not so crazy. It's all in everybody's head. It's like Avram Avinu. Correct. So what happened? Anti-Semitism, the same thing. One guy says, oh, we could do it. So this one could do it. And this one could do it. So it's not a big deal. You go to a university and you protest. and you put a Palestinian. Guys, I wanted to tell you something. I can't talk enough about this because the insanity of it is so insane. It is so insane that we live in a country that we're from a country. I don't live there. I live in Eretz Yisrael. We're all here now. I'm saying we're from a country that you have many, many, many people. Many, many, many people. Anyone probably, Roe people who voted for Kamala, right? So how many, it's almost half of America is willing to say proudly that we denounce the Jewish people and we're pro-terrorists. So they might say, let's excuse them, right? Let's excuse them because they don't know what Hamas is. You know what? I don't excuse you for that. Oy l'Russia, oy l'Shcheinai. I'm not going to go ahead and be part of a group that is willing to not denounce murder of people. That's where we're at in the world, and you're going to tell me that Torah? I'm going to question Torah. I'm going to question being a Yid. I'm going to question whether I'm going to separate myself. You're going to actually question yourself whether you're going to not separate yourself from that. So where is your connection? Where is my connection? And when you learn to separate, have a prushim from arayas, have a prushim to separate yourself from a world, from a flow that is anti one thing. The world wants us to forget one thing. That's about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Hashem, that a person's going to die and you have a neshama and you're here on this world not for pizza and not for gashmias and not for physical things, but you're here on a ruchnias mission. That's separating yourself from the world. That's separating yourself and connecting yourself to Hashem. And everybody on their level. Everybody on their level. Everybody on their level. And it's ironic because Mahu Afata, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Each and every one of us has a chelik, has a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in each and every one of us. And that's why they hate us. That's why the Goyim hate us. That is one of the reasons. Because we represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we represent responsibility. We represent connection to Olam Haba, connection to a mission, to something bigger than just getting lost in the decadence. Lost and I mean sauce. This, lost in the sauce, following the crowd. When the crowd itself is lost, when the world, and I mean this for you guys, you're young. You're so young. This is the time to remember God. This is the time to access Hashem. During this time, what's going to happen when you have to make a living? When you have to work? When you have to take care of your wife and your children? And you're busy. And you're busy, busy. First of all, this is the time to really to separate yourself and dedicate yourself for Hashem. You can't go wrong if you're dedicating yourself to Hashem. You can't go wrong. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. Sometimes it's hard to understand it. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's, especially if your childhood, if you had a bad association. We just learned it. My mama just learned it. Just with me and Ari, just learned it. That it's malumad. Are you going to be satisfied to blame your future? I just thought about this right now. Are you going to be satisfied to blame your future and your olam haba and your connection to Hashem because of a negative experience growing up? Now, I'm not excusing anyone for having for hurting somebody. I'm not saying that if your father hurt you, if your mother hurt you, if your rebbeim hurt you, if institutions hurt you. At the same time, is a person willing to give up his nitzchias? Is a person willing to give up his future, to give up his children, to give up his wife, to give up living a beautiful life of connecting to Hashem, of separating himself? It's a tough call. It's a tough call for a person to sign out on that. Baruch Hashem, there are many, many yeshivas. There used to be a time where learning Torah and yeshiva meant rigidity, and you have to do it this way, and you can't do it this way, and there's not Rebbeim who can understand you, and it's my way or the highway. It's not like that anymore. A person has so much opportunity to connect himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to separate himself from the Hamoin Am, from the way most people are going with the flow. Helam, it's Nelam, it's hidden from a person what purpose is, what Torah is, what Yiddishkeit is, what Hashem is, that relationship. A person's dead longer than he's alive, right? You're not alive. How long is a person alive for? 70 years. Shivim shana im gvurai shmoinim shana. Halavai, you'll get to 80, 90. So in the big picture of Olam Haba, of before you were born, your neshama, to contact, the first thing we say when we get up in the morning is what? Moida ani lefanecha amel shechzar to be what? Nishmasi. I have a neshama. I'm a neshama. Elokai neshama shenasatvi. Ki kadosh ani. I'm holy. And the Yetzer Hara is going to say, I used to be holy. It's not true. You're still holy. You're still separate. You're still a Yid. You're still a Jew. You're still someone who can live differently, who can act differently, who can be more sensitive, who can develop a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could develop no matter what you're doing. You could be working half the day. You could be working all the whole day. To develop a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing greater than that. When times are tough, you talk to the Rabbanu Shalom. When you're angry, you talk to the Rabbanu Shalom. You daven, emunas chabalelois. When things are difficult, you need this. You need parnasa. Ask Hashem. You want to change your relationship with your parents. Ask Hashem. What is it? What's the line? One of my favorite lines. Don't tell Hashem how big your problems are.
Tell your problems
how big Hashem is. Tell your problems. So I have this problem. So tell Hashem. Say, Hashem, this is my problem. He'll take you out of Mitzrayim. He took you out of Mitzrayim the first time. He'll take you out of Mitzrayim again. Well, you have a problem connecting to Torah? Tell him you have a problem connecting to Torah. You have major, major anxiety that you suffer from? No problem. You think you're the first person to have major, major anxiety? No. Say, Hashem, help me. Cry to him. You don't have to dafka cry. Beg him. Say, Hashem, help me with my addiction. Help me be honest with myself. Help me not be such a people pleaser. Help me connect to you more. Help me not to be so triggered when I hear the word Torah and when I hear Shabbos. Help me connect to Shabbos. You got to be nuts. I'm saying this recorded. It's not even No Mic Monday. You got to be nuts. And I say this to everybody. You got to be nuts not to try. Sorry if I'm insulting anyone, but I'm saying it. I'll try and say it. I'm just going to go for it. You got to be nuts to not try to connect to Shabbos. And I'll tell you why. Because all Shabbos is peace and love and connection. So if somebody tells me, I don't want peace, I don't want love, I don't want connection, I would say you might be nuts. Because who doesn't want peace, love, and connection? And achdus. It's like a person saying, oh, I don't want, right? What's Shabbos? Shabbos is sitting with your wife. This is what Shabbos is. We don't do this enough. Remind me next in Shabbos. I don't like to do it sometimes because the guys, everyone's like hungry and it was a long Kabbalah Shabbos. But I mamish would do this every Shabbos. Friday night. Close your eyes. Close your eyes and imagine. It's like, I don't know why I always have this scene. It's a little bit hard because it's already summertime over here. But it's cold and you have frost on the windows and the candles are lit. The candles are lit and you have a, it smells nice. Your wife's there. You're there. You have your children there. Close your eyes and imagine just the love and the warmth and the connection and the love of you and your wife singing Eish Chayil, her smiling at you, you smiling at her, your children just being so happy. Can I have more soup? Just a good, I don't have to describe it because I think deep down we all have it. Who wouldn't want that? Oh, what? I'd rather be on my phone on Saturday. I'd rather do whatever I did on Friday and on Thursday. Do the same thing on Saturday? What are you, nuts? I'd rather vape. So take a day off from vaping. I'm not telling you to stop vaping. I'm not telling you to stop with your phone. I'm saying, imagine that. See, that's what Shabbos is. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the most beautiful thing in the world. Having a beautiful marriage, having a beautiful Shabbos, having your children, whatever you didn't like about childhood, whatever you didn't like about talking about the Parsha, imagine talking to your children about the Parsha, about Torah, about love, about Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, about struggles. Imagine having, there's no greater feeling than sitting with your children till 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, playing, right? It's Kishmak. You guys like to play chess with each other here, play, I don't know what games everyone plays over here. Risk, what do they play?
Willy Kittens.
Willy Kittens? Exploding Kittens. Exploding Kittens. It's great to play Exploding Kittens with your roommate. Okay, no offense to your roommate, and I don't know what Exploding Kittens is, but it's better to play cards with your kid. There's no greater feeling to play cards, to play war, to play Go Fish. I don't know if you guys know those games. To play Rummy Cup, to play Mancala, Scrabble, Bananagram. Monopoly. There's no greater feeling to play a game. That's Shabbos. Yeah, money. We'll get. Don't worry about that. To cuddle up, to sit on the couch with your daughter, to sit on the couch with your son, to have a good conversation with your wife. Friday night. When does that start? It doesn't start when you're 37 years old. It starts right now. It starts mamish right now. And it says, you know what? I will, by hook or by crook, I'm going to make sure I get there. And if you're by hook or by crook, you're going to get there? You got my bet. I'll invest in you. If you're not sure, I'm not sure. If you're not sure if you're going to get there, I don't want to say you're not going to get there, but I wouldn't bet that you would get there if I'm not sure I'm going to get there. If you say, I'm sure going to get there, I'm going to have a beautiful Shabbos. I'm going to have a beautiful table. I'm going to have a beautiful relationship with my wife and my children and an honest relationship. And I'm going to learn how to develop myself. Isn't that incredible that we're talking about Kedoshim to you? That is Kedoshim to you. That's what a Yid is. That's what a Yid is. That's what a Jew is. That's the beauty of a Jew. That's why they call us a dirty Jew. That's why they call us a dirty, smelly, ugly Jew. You know why? Because it's the exact opposite. Because we don't eat lobster. Even though I don't like when I see it in the tank, that like grosses me out. But the commercials with the Red Lobster, I do have a shtickel taiva for that, to dip that in the butter. But say it. Everybody has different taivas. I'm good. I'm okay. But I'm saying, but what's the point? The point is, what are you missing? Go look up some Chinese, Asian, no offense to the Chinese or Asian. Go look up what they eat over there. They eat dog, they eat snake, they eat this, bats, they eat this. It's gross. It's gross. Oh, you got to be cultured. I don't want to be so cultured. Sushi's good enough for me.
What I mean?
Yeah, correct. I don't need to eat, right, octopus. I'm saying, but what's the shot? That stinks, and that's dirty, and that's smelly. I'm not dirty, smelly. We're beautiful. A yid is beautiful. A yid is parush. A yid is different. We're different. Shol b'zoicha. Let's do some hilchas lashon hara. We do hilchas lashon hara every day with pride. Mir Tashem, you'll put that. Guys, ask me. Okay, now that I'm married, What do you
give me a bracha? I've had that. Tell me, what do I focus on in my house now that I got married? What do you think I tell them?
Get the purity of speech, and you make sure you learn a halacha with your wife and your children. I told you that story about Shlomo Yom. I'll say it on recording. I told him that I said the story. I'm telling you, there's no greater nachas to me to be called out from my child that Tati, maybe that was Lashon Hara. I'm like, yes. It's almost worth it for me to like hint a little Lashon Hara so my kids will call me out on that. There's no greater feeling that my house, that your house, Mir Tashem, will be a house that, could you imagine that? And you know who's responsible for that? And this is real. Do you know who is responsible? Now you can say, okay, I can't go to my parents' house. I can't go to my in-laws' house. I can't go to my friend's house because they talk about other people. What are you going to do when you're sitting at your house? Oh, some people say, oh, but I invited guests and my guests are speaking Lashon Hara. I don't accept that. It's your house. Obviously, you don't knock somebody over the head for speaking Lashon Hara. It's your house. So either don't invite them next time or make it clear over there, Chas v'Shalom, not to be mean to anybody. It's your house. Imagine setting up your home, that your home, your walls of your home won't be a home of ever speaking negative about any other person, any other Jew. You know how gorgeous that is? That smells delicious. That's delicious. Not just the chicken soup that smells delicious. Konasa. Financial harm.
Or shame. It is forbidden to talk negatively about food that was produced by a Jew. This might seem a little extreme. After all, we are talking about food, not people. However, picture how you would feel overhearing someone comment about you, "Oh, she really doesn't know how to cook." People don't realize that by degrading food, they can cause the caterer, cook, or bakery to lose their customers.
Thank you, Nisal. You have to be very careful when you ask friends of yours who are eating be very careful. How's the food? How's it like the pizza thing? My son, correct. How's the pizza? Do you like the pizza? That's a very... So someone's going to say, oh, I want to hold back my friend from spending money. Okay, good. That's a good Shiloh. How do you communicate to somebody? If you went to a restaurant and the food, you didn't like it, how do you communicate? That's a good Shiloh. But you definitely can't say that restaurant stinks. You definitely can't ask somebody. So how, believe it or not, it's a crazy thing. Not crazy, I'm saying in a good way. You can't ask somebody who went away for Shabbos, how was Shabbos? How was that? You have to be careful with that question. Be very, 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 very careful with that question.
So rating restaurants.
What?
Are you allowed to ask if you enjoyed?
Again, you have to be careful. You have to be careful. Shkoyach, have a wonderful first day of the rest of your life.